morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. General Dwight Eisenhower once made this statement: "In spite of the difficulties of the problems we have, I ask you this one question. If each of us in his own mind would dwell more upon these simple virtues, integrity, courage, self-confidence, and an unshakable belief in his Bible, would not some of these problems tend to simplify themselves? Would not we, after having done our very best with them, be content to leave the rest with the Almighty, and not to charge all our fellow men with the fault of bringing us where we were and are? I think it's possible that a contemplation, a study, a belief in these simple virtues would help us mightily." Did you notice what he said about an unshakable belief in the Bible? And you know that's just what we encourage on this program. An unshakable faith in the Bible in a shaking world.
My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny, a God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my
Dr. Luke's account of the birth of John the Baptist. "And now all the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering that he delayed in the temple so long. But he, when he came out, could speak no word to them. Whereupon they were sure that he had seen some vision in the sanctuary. He could but stand there making signs to them, for he remained dumb. And so when the days of his ministry were at an end, he went back to his house. And it was after those days that his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she dwelt retired. She said, 'It is the Lord who has done this for me, visiting me at his own time to take away my reproach among men.'" Elizabeth was a woman of faith. She recognized in all of these events the hand of God. She said, "It is the Lord who has done this for me."